Since 1938, Lena Blackburn's baseball rubbing mud has been the recipe in getting the balls ready and safe for throwing. Blackburn played and managed in the majors when a combination of infield dirt and water, even tobacco juice, was used to remove the slickness of new balls. But that caused the covers to get too soft, too dark, and might damage the laces. The mud that Blackburn discovered in the Delaware River Basin was found to be excellent in removing the sheen without hurting the balls with minimal discoloration.
Yeah, I'm the keeper, the caretaker, the keeper of the mud.
That's James Bentliff of Delran, New Jersey, the grandson of the man who inherited the mud farming business from Blackburn. Bentliff took over about 25 years ago, and each year he digs up around 500 pounds of the stuff.
Professional, semi-professional, major league, minor league, independent league. If you name a team, they're probably using my mud.
Less than a dozen people know the whereabouts of the special mud hole within a tributary of the Delaware River, replenishing daily with no sign of running out.
I bring it back, I filter it, I clean it, I filter it some more, I clean it some more. And we do our trade secret and work our magic with the mud.
Before every Rochester Red Wings game, bat boys are given the task of rubbing the mud over 6 to 8 dozen baseballs, about a game's worth. Mark Brumbaugh is in his first season with the International League team.
Carton of mud here, we sometimes got to add water to it once it dries out a little bit, and then we get the mud on the baseballs, you know, try and rub them evenly.
Brumbaugh admits he was surprised when he learned about the mud job, added to his usual bat boy duties of getting equipment into dugouts, tending bats during the games, and sweeping up sunflower seeds afterwards. But he takes it seriously, this mud massage.
Yeah, I gotta make sure we do a good job, otherwise, could have some problems during the game.
So what makes the mud so special? Geologist Robert Navius has been studying materials from the earth for over 50 years.
It's something I've not seen before, and life is full of surprises.
Under a microscope, Navius finds silt and fine sand, a trace of clay and organic material, traces of quartz, but also the unusual high jagged nature of feldspar fragments in the mud. That's an ingredient commonly found in supermarket cleaning products.
But the feldspar is soft enough that it will not scratch glass or the enamel on porcelain sinks or the enamel on your wife's fine china.
And for those throwing the baseballs, feel is everything. You'll see pitchers asking for new balls because the mud wasn't distributed evenly. Safety is the big concern, especially when a baseball speeds its way towards the batter. Rochester Red Wings right-handed pitcher Matt Carnes.
We're not talking about feel, you know, at a standstill. We're talking about feel at approximately 90 miles an hour. So that feel is essential to you being successful out there, and you need every little angle that you can get to be successful.
Mud competitors have come and gone. Nothing does the job like Lena Blackburn's baseball rubbing mud. James Bentliff says his four children will carry on the business.